The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, we have from the AFB.org, American Foundation for the Blind, 2023 Spring Appeal. Doris, digital inclusion is the way forward, but it remains a significant challenge for those who are blind or have low vision. As a supporter of the American Foundation for the Blind, you have been instrumental in bringing us closer to a more accessible and equitable digital world. Our work focuses on research, advocacy, workforce inclusion, and development, as well as innovation. By changing legislation, public policy, and institutional practices, we can systematically address the barriers faced by individuals with visual impairments. Together, we can ensure that employers and job seekers recognize the value that those who are blind or have low vision bring to the workforce. By reducing the skills gap and implementing best practices in accessibility and inclusive design, we create a more accessible digital landscape for all. Your contribution plays a vital role in this journey. I invite you to consider making a generous gift today. There's a hot link. Your support will contribute to our mission of equal representation and digital inclusion. And here's the exciting part. Your donation today will be matched dollar for dollar up to $50,000 thanks to our friends at the Winston Foundation. There's a hot button to double my impact. Let's change the way the world sees blindness and build a society where everyone has the same opportunities and resources to thrive. Thank you for your continued support. In gratitude, Eric Bridges, President and CEO. From the Facebook page, Assistive Technology Community for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Darren Reed posted, "Dear customers, partners, and friends, I am delighted to announce that Voice Dream Reader has joined Applause Group as a leading product in their portfolio of apps. Voice Dream Reader started 12 years ago as a side project during my sabbatical in Arctic Norway. Since then, it has evolved into the best text-to-speech reader, helping hundreds of thousands of people worldwide read for learning and fun. Winning Apple Design Award in 2021 was the crowning achievement of my professional life. But I could not have done it without the users. You constantly provided me with ideas for improvements and inspired me with your personal stories of how Reader changed your lives. And I could not have done it without my partners and friends who supported me at every step. For that, I will be forever grateful. While I look at the past with nostalgia, I also look to the future with excitement. Applause Group is committed to investing in Reader and turning it into a household name. It will be stewarded by a sustainable company instead of being completely dependent on me. And that is good news for everyone who relies on Reader every day. With Reader going to a new home, Voice Dream Scanner and Writer will remain with me under a different company, Opus Noma. Noma stands for my children, Nora and Marcus. And they will be renamed to VDS Can and VD Write. My new email address is winston.chen@opusnoma.com. Happy reading as we all look forward to a bright future. Winston. From today.com, AGT judge Simon Cowell gives golden buzzer to brilliant 17-year-old singer who is blind. Cowell told Putri Ariani that she's one of the best singers we've ever had on our show, posted June 6, 2023. It was a golden buzzer moment filled with tears. Simon Cowell was moved by Putri Ariani, that's Putri Ariani, performance during the June 6th episode of America's Got Talent. The 17-year-old singer, who is blind, spoke about her dreams of becoming an acclaimed singer like Whitney Houston and hopes of winning a Grammy. Before impressing Cowell and fellow judges Heidi Klum, Howie Mandel, and Sofia Vergara when she sang and played the piano. My biggest challenge is people look at me as a blind person, not as a musician. Puthri, who also hopes to attend Juilliard in New York City, told the camera, "But when I'm singing, I feel like a superstar." The Indonesian singer-songwriter then sat down to play an original song that got the crowd cheering and Cowell visibly emotional. After the performance, Cowell got up from his seat, walked over to Ariane, and told her he liked her voice so much that he wanted her to sing another song. "This song is special for you, Simon," Ariane said, before beginning her second performance. "My God," a stunned Cowell said, as he, the rest of the judges, and the audience got on their feet and applauded Ariane. When Vergara asked Ariane how she was feeling, she replied, "I feel so excited, I can't believe it," getting emotional. "It was amazing. We are all mesmerized by you. Your voice, you're an angel," the Modern Family star said, as the judges continued to praise the teen. "Well, I think we're all feeling the same thing," Cowell said. "You know, you're 17, you write songs, you've got an amazing distinctive voice, and I mean really, really good." He then stood up and pushed the golden buzzer as the metallic confetti dropped from the ceiling and Ariane jumped up and down. In a surprising move, Cowell once again made his way to the stage, hugged the singer, and told her she was incredible. "You are, I think, one of the best singers we've ever had on our show," he said, before host Terry Crews asked Cowell why he pushed the golden buzzer. "Because she's brilliant," he replied, grabbing gold confetti from the floor and handing the pieces to Ariane. "There's the gold." Backstage, Cowell continued with his praises, telling Ariane that he was blown away and you're a great songwriter. The singer, through tears, replied, "You make my dream come true." The 18th season of America's Got Talent kicked off on May 30th. On the premiere episode, South Africa's Mzani Youth Choir also received a golden buzzer after performing It's Okay, a song by season 16 contestant Nightbird, who died from cancer in 2022. From Accessibility.com, how to use Google Docs on your computer with screen readers and Braille devices by Benjamin Roussey, R-O-U-S-S-E-Y. Google Docs offers a convenient way to create, edit, and share documents, spreadsheets, forms, and drawings online. One of the best aspects of Google Docs is that it is compatible with assistive tools like screen readers and Braille devices, making it more accessible to more users. Here is a short guide on how to use Google Docs on your computer with screen readers and Braille devices. Using Google Docs with a screen reader. Google Docs has built-in screen reader support, which must be enabled before your screen reader software can access documents and read text. To enable it, click on the Tools menu, select Accessibility, select Turn on Screen Reader Support, and click OK. Once enabled, you should hear the phrase Screen Reader Support Enabled when you open a Google Docs file. Additionally, you might have to adjust your screen reader's settings for an optimal experience. NVDA. If you use the NVDA screen reader, adjust the following settings. Press NVDA plus Control plus K and turn off Speak Typed Characters and Speak Typed Words. The default keyboard shortcuts in NVDA might conflict with the shortcuts used in Google Docs, so it may be beneficial to change them beforehand. To do so, open Properties and edit the shortcut key to prevent conflicts. JAWS. If you use the JAWS screen reader and Firefox browser, adjust the following settings. Turn off the key echoing option by pressing JAWS plus 2 until you hear none. Turn off the virtual cursor option by pressing JAWS plus Z until you hear Use Virtual PC Cursor Off. Once disabled, press JAWS plus Z until you hear The virtual cursor will be turned off for all applications. Press JAWS plus V to open the Quick Settings window. Uncheck Auto Forms Mode and Forms Mode Off when new page loads and click OK. VoiceOver. If you use the VoiceOver screen reader, adjust the following settings. Press the left and right arrows simultaneously and turn off the Quick Nav feature. Turn on Automatically Speak the Web Page to hear the screen reader. As is the case with other screen readers, the default keyboard shortcuts in VoiceOver might conflict with the shortcuts commonly used in Google Docs. To avoid this problem, press Control plus Option plus Tab and type the menu shortcuts you want to access. Editing Google Docs using a screen reader. There are several Google Docs keyboard shortcuts for navigating and editing your document. For example, use the Control plus Alt plus N combination to move forward and use the Control plus Alt plus P combination to move backward. Control plus Alt plus N followed by H will take you to the next heading, while Control plus Alt plus P followed by H will take you to the previous heading. To take specific actions, press Alt plus slash and type the required command. For example, if you want to insert something, type insert. Press the down arrow to listen to the options available and choose the appropriate option by pressing enter. Using Google Docs with a Braille device. To enable Google Docs built-in Braille support, go to the Tools menu, choose Accessibility Settings, check Turn On Screen Reader Support, and check Turn On Braille Support. Once enabled, the cursor routing buttons on the Braille display to move the cursor around the document. Enabling Braille support also speeds up screen reader typing echo and improves white space and punctuation announcements. You can use the default keyboard shortcuts as well as screen reader shortcuts to navigate and edit the document. If you want to disable the Braille option, go to the Tools menu, choose Accessibility, and uncheck Turn on Braille support. Using Google Docs with assistive devices is easier than ever. Google constantly tweaks the built-in features in Google Docs and adds new features to make it more accessible to people with disabilities. By taking the steps outlined in this guide, you'll be able to access, use, create, edit, and share Google Docs efficiently. The self-service trend for customers through mobile apps and kiosks has exploded in recent years. Identify gaps in your processes that may prevent all customers from utilizing these tools. Explore how to provide an accessible user experience for all when designing, developing, and deploying mobile apps and kiosks. Pride Month is winding down, and here is an article about PFLAG.org. About us, PFLAG is the nation's largest organization dedicated to supporting, educating, and advocating for LGBTQ+ people and those who love them. We are creating a caring, just, and affirming world for the LGBTQ+ community. Founded in 1973 by a mother and her gay son, PFLAG was born from the united front of a family leading with love, an inspiring alliance of LGBTQ+ people and their loved ones continues to fuel PFLAG 50 years later. Learn more about our history at the hot link. PFLAG's network of hundreds of chapters and more than 325,000 members and supporters are helping to create an equitable and inclusive world where every LGBTQ+ person is safe, celebrated, empowered, and loved. Find a PFLAG chapter near you. In North Carolina, there are chapters in Lexington, North Carolina, 27292, phone number 336-239-5467, email info@pflaglexingtonnc.org. PFLAG Greenville is in Greenville, North Carolina, 27858. info@greenvillepflag.org. There's a hot link to visit the chapter website. PFLAG Wilmington, Cape Fear. Wilmington, North Carolina, 28408-6287. United States. Email pflagwilmingtonnc@gmail.com. PFLAG Winston-Salem, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27114-4334. Call 336-448-4250. Email info@pflagws.org. And there's a hot link to visit the chapter website. PFLAG Statesville, Statesville, NC, 28677. Email pflagstatesville@gmail.com. PFLAG Salisbury, Rouen, 207 West Hora, H-O-R-A-H, Street, Salisbury, N.C., 28114. Call 704-213-0181. Email salisburypflag@gmail.com, and there's a hot link to visit the chapter website. PFLAG Raleigh-Durham Triangle, Durham, North Carolina, 277-17-1776. PFLAGTriangle@gmail.com, and a hot link to visit the chapter website. PFLAG Greensboro, 27404. Call 984-329-2203. Email info@pflaggreensboro.org, and a hot link for the website. PFLAG Fayetteville, 28303. PFLAGFayetteville@gmail.com. PFLAG Concord Kannapolis, 28081. Call 704-794-7905. Email info@ckpflag.org. PFLAG Charlotte, 3800 Monroe Road, Charlotte, NC, 28205. Call 704-942-6857. Email info@pflagcharlotte.org. There's a hot link to visit their website. PFLAG Asheville, Asheville, NC, 28801. It's connect@pflagasheville.org. Visit the chapter website hot link. PFLAG Apex, 27502. pflagapex@gmail.com. PFLAG Alamance, 271 North Williamson Avenue, Elon, NC, 27244-0623. Call 336-584-8722. Email info@pflagalamance@gmail.com. Visit the chapter website at that link. PFLAG Hickory, Hickory, North Carolina, 28602. Call 248-894-5707. Email pflaghickorync@gmail.com and visit the chapter website at the hot link. PFLAG Flat Rock, Hendersonville, Hendersonville, North Carolina, 28793. Call 828-702-6516. Email pflaghendersonville@gmail.com. PFLAG Danville, Hendricks County, Danville, Indiana, 46112. I don't know how that got into the North Carolina list. PFLAG Danville, HC, at gmail.com. PFLAG Bowie, Maryland. These are not any longer in North Carolina, so I will stop reading. Alrighty. From Wikipedia.org about GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D, not to be confused with G-L-A-D. GLAAD is an American non-governmental media monitoring organization, originally founded as a protest against defamatory coverage of gay and lesbian demographics and their portrayals in the media and entertainment industries. It has since included bisexual and transgender people. History. Formed in New York City as Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation in 1985 to protest what it saw as the New York Post's defamatory and sensationalized AIDS coverage, GLAAD put pressure on media organizations to end what it saw as homophobic reporting. Initial meetings were held in the homes of several New York City activists, as well as after hours at the New York State Council on the Arts. The first reported meeting occurred on November 14, 1985. The founding group included film scholar Vito Russo, Gregory Kolovakos, then on the staff of the New York State Arts Council and who later became the first executive director, Daryl Yates Rist, Alan Barnett, and Joel Gomez, the organization's first treasurer. In 1987, after a meeting with GLAAD, the New York Times changed its editorial policy to use the word gay instead of harsher terms referring to homosexuality. GLAAD advocated that the Associated Press and other television and print news sources follow. GLAAD's influence soon spread to Los Angeles, where organizers began working with the entertainment industry to change the way gay and lesbian community were portrayed on screen. Entertainment Weekly has named GLAAD as one of Hollywood's most powerful entities, and the Los Angeles Times described GLAAD as possibly one of the most successful organizations lobbying the media for inclusion. Within the first 5 years of its founding in New York City as the Gay and Lesbian Anti-Defamation League, soon after changed to Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, after legal pressure by the Jewish Anti-Defamation League. GLAAD chapters had been established in Los Angeles and other cities, with the LA chapter becoming particularly influential due to its proximity to the California entertainment industry. GLAAD New York and GLAAD LA would eventually vote to merge in 1994, with other city chapters joining soon afterward. However, the chapters continued to exist, with the ceremonies of the GLAAD Media Awards being divided each year into three ceremonies held in New York City, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Following the 2011 resignation of Jarrett Barrios from the GLAAD presidency, Mike Thompson served as interim president until the announcement of Herndon Graddick, previously GLAAD's vice president of programs and communications, to the presidency on April 15, 2012. Graddick is the younger son of Charles Graddick of Mobile, a circuit court judge and the former attorney general of Alabama. In 2013, the year GLAAD changed its name from Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation to GLAAD, Jennifer Finney Boylan was chosen as the first openly transgender co-chair of GLAAD's National Board of Directors. Name change. On March 24, 2013, GLAAD announced that it had formally dropped the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation from their name and would now be known only as GLAAD to reflect their work more accurately. The name change was a commitment to incorporate bisexual and transgender people in their efforts to support the LGBTQ+ community in its entirety. Executives. Sarah Kate Ellis is the current president and CEO of GLAAD. Ellis took reign in 2014, and under her leadership, GLAAD's revenue grew by 38%. In 2015, Ellis promoted Nick Adams to the newly created position of Director of Transgender Media and Representation. Adams started working at GLAAD in 1998 and had previously been GLAAD's Director of Communications and Special Projects. There is a list of the current officers and programs on the Wikipedia page. At glaad.org, the group says, leading the conversation, shaping the media narrative, changing the culture, that's GLAAD at work. Founded in 1985, GLAAD is a nonprofit organization focused on LGBTQ advocacy and cultural change. GLAAD works to ensure fair, accurate, and inclusive representation and creates national and local programs that advance LGBTQ acceptance. Serving as a storyteller, media force, resource, and advocate, GLAAD tackles tough issues and provokes dialogue so that authentic LGBTQ stories are seen, heard, and actualized. GLAAD strives to protect all that has been accomplished and helps create a world where everyone can live the life they love. GLAAD's mission. As a dynamic media force, GLAAD ensures fair, accurate, and inclusive representation that rewrites the script for LGBTQ acceptance. GLAAD tackles rough, tough issues to shape the narrative and provoke dialogue that leads to cultural change. GLAAD protects all that has been accomplished and envisions a world with 100% LGBTQ acceptance. EverydaySite.com has a list of the four best finger guards for chopping fruits and vegetables, last updated in January 2022. You may not think about it often, but every time you pick up a kitchen knife to prepare a meal, you're risking a trip to the emergency room. The simple task of chopping vegetables is even more dangerous for people with low vision or blindness. Along with proper training on using a kitchen knife, a finger guard can help prevent a severe and painful cut. What is a finger guard? Also known as a knife guard or a knife finger guard, these handy devices are exactly what they sound like. Finger guards intended for kitchen use are typically made from stainless steel or hard plastic. They are designed to be worn on the fingers like a big ring and should fit comfortably. A quality finger guard isn't one of those clunky, clumsy gadgets that will live in your junk drawer until you finally decide to throw it away. Kitchen guards are ergonomically designed protective tools that reduce accidents in the kitchen. Who needs finger guards? Anyone who spends a lot of time in the kitchen, from professional chefs to kids who are just learning to use sharp knives, can benefit from using a finger guard. These safety tools also help people with dexterity problems, and the visually impaired remain safe and independent as they prepare food for themselves or their families. Four best finger guards for the visually impaired. Here are the four best finger guards for anyone with lower limited vision. One, Promifun, Promifun, stainless steel finger guard. This set of four guards is highly recommended for beginning cooks and others who are not confident with using knives in the kitchen. Promifun guards are made of rust-proof 430 stainless steel and have a single finger ring. At around $8 per package, they are a good choice for someone who doesn't want to make a significant investment. Number two, Mad Shark 304. The Mad Shark 304 is an elegant gift set for anyone who needs the extra safety of kitchen finger guards. They also feature two size-adjustable finger rings for extra stability made of 304 premium stainless steel. Mad Shark guards offer ergonomic 360-degree protection, too, and come neatly presented in a handsome box for storage and cost around $13. Number three, Walu Stainless Steel, W-A-L-O-O. Walu guards are available in packages of one, two, or three. They have a single finger ring. Though made from stainless steel, the rose gold option is an attractive alternative for kitchen wizards who appreciate something different. The Walu guards are recommended for people who prefer a more lightweight cutting guard that doesn't compromise safety. The cost is around $9. Iboco Plastic Finger Guard, that's A-I-B-O-C-O. Instead of individual rings, the Iboco guard has a large loop that allows users more flexibility in holding the guard. You could insert two, three, or all four fingers into the loop, depending on your hand size. This product is made with food-grade plastic and has a serrated edge for extra security. The Iboco is especially recommended for children or anyone just learning to use a kitchen knife. They are priced at around $7. Tips for using a finger guard safely. Using a finger guard may take a little getting used to, but once you've adapted, you'll wonder how you ever sliced a carrot without one. The most important tip is to follow the instructions for your specific finger guard. Different products fit differently and may come with specific care recommendations. General guidelines for using a finger guard include: place the guard on your non-dominant hand, the one you are not holding the knife with. Fit your fingers into the corresponding finger ring or rings. One to three rings is common. Hold the object you're going to cut naturally, with the guard resting on top of the item. Curl your fingers behind the guard just as you would if you weren't using it. Slide the knife in a downward motion against the finger guard and into the item you're cutting. Repeat the motion slowly until you feel confident using your new finger guard. Once you get comfortable with this new tool, you may find it slices your chopping time in half. Caring for your finger guards. Always follow the manufacturer's guidelines for cleaning and storing your guards. Each of the items on our list is dishwasher safe and rust proof. Some guards have a slightly sharp edge and should be stored carefully, just as you would store a sharp knife. Well, I'm running low on time. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next week.